Good morning, and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to go within, to commune with the ground of our being, God in us as us. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, that it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And take in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly breathe. Bring attention to the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment to acknowledge deep gratitude, the work that the heart does, without you even consciously directing it. And if you take our 3rd and final deep breath in, let it be conscious and intentional. But for the next 9 or so minutes, we are leaving the world of outer distractions and placing our attention on our inner world, spirit. Inhale. Good morning, I'm sharing with Psalm 41 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mell. Who among us hears the cry of the poor? How many open their hearts and heed the call? The plight of the world is a wound to the very heart of love, a scar on our own souls. Blessed are those who lovingly respond. The friend who knows all hearts will remember their kindness. They will know joy, peace, and deep fulfillment, working in harmony with all who serve toward healing the needs of this troubled world. As for me, I prayed, O soul mender, be gracious unto me, for I have been deaf to those in need. My fears paralyzed me. I am bound like a prisoner held in my own house, alone and abandoned. Each fear I pushed away or deny rises up with power, feeling anxious, lies and deceit. Take the place of truth. I can hide no longer my confusion. The way I blame others has turned even my friends away. O divine healer, help me face the fears that threaten to overwhelm me. Without your guidance, they will bring about what I most fear. I am on my knees asking forgiveness. Give me strength to turn all that separates me from you into love and kindness. You, who are unconditional love, you do not judge our weaknesses. Raise me up, that I may be renewed in body, mind, and soul. By this I know that you are graciously forgiven me. Fear did not triumph over me, though my heart was broken open, so the light could enter in. You upheld me, filled me with integrity, and opened my heart to the poor. Blessed be the beloved, loving presence to all hearts open to love, from everlasting to everlasting. Mother, Father God, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering our fears, our angst, our worries, our doubts, our concerns. Surrendering anything that limits us from acknowledging the truth of who we are and whose we are. That we are children of the Most High God, made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is love, is health, is compassion, is peace. Forgiveness is kindness, is harmony, is acceptance. The list is endless of all the qualities and traits that you are. But whilst we are here on this human journey, let us do our utmost to express the totality of our being, the fullness of who we are as children of the Most High God. Let us open our hearts and minds to be compassionate to ourselves, as well as our friends and family, as well as those in our community, extending it further out to those we know not across this globe. Let us open our hearts and minds to remember the oneness with you, the oneness with each other, the oneness with all sentient beings on this planet. Let us open our hearts and minds to remove anything that may enter into consciousness that is not of your spirit, that is not in alignment with who we are and whose we are. Mother, Father, God, you know the needs of each and every one here on the call this morning and those that will listen later. Whatever the need is, we know that you can heal all things. As the angel said to Sarah, is there anything too hard for God to do? Divine Creator, Divine Sustainer, Divine Giver of Life, whatever our need is at this time, we release it into your care, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. Mother, Father, God, as we go forth this day, let our hearts and minds be turned to you. Let us take a moment, constantly throughout, to just pause, acknowledge your presence, and offer gratitude. In this moment, may we not forget that we are one with you, one with all that you are. And that we are here to express the allness, the fullness, the totality of God in us and us. Divine Mother, Father, Mother God, if there is anything I fail to ask, I know you will not fail to bless us, our world, and our leaders. For your eternal grace, your endless blessings, your infinite mercy, we are thankful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I meet the phones for our morning prayer intention. If He tells them, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly.
Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy birthday Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday, Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.